God is no good for us if God is not with us in our suffering. That's something that I've come to believe as I have experienced in my own ministry, my own suffering, and the suffering of people that I love. I spent a year as a hospital chaplain. I worked in the surgical ICU, the medical ICU, the palliative care unit, and a pod in the NICU. I learned what it meant to experience suffering when I was asked to baptize a dead child for the first time. God is no good for us if God is not for us in our suffering. I learned what suffering was and the inability to do anything about it when I was asked to bring somebody back from the dead. And when I told them I couldn't, they told me to get out of their hospital room. And they meant it. And I meant it too. I couldn't do that. I knew that God was no good for us if God is not for us in our suffering when I was asked to pray for the restoration of a young child's heart and to feel unable to do anything in that moment. To feel as if my prayers were going somewhere and I had no idea where they were going. You see, I don't have to tell you all those stories because all of you bring your own suffering to a place like this, where you wonder, why is this happening to me? Where you wonder, where is God in all of this? I stopped believing in a God who was untouched by my suffering when I experienced that acute, profound, life-altering suffering of those children in the hospital. In a year, I spent time with 120 people or so while they died. And I left that year thinking, my image of God is inadequate for the needs of the world. How I speak about God and how I talk about God. A God who is out there, who is above it all, who remains pure and spotless and unchanged by the experiences that we endure is, in my estimation, a hollow God. But when we come to a day like today, where the story that we have is a God who did not equate equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself and took the form of a slave, my image of God is proven right. Here is a God who has impressed himself so acutely into our experiences that to believe that God does not know the depth of our pain and the pain of the world is to tell an untruth. Any gospel that speaks about the sovereignty of God without speaking first about God's impress into the depth of the world is false. There is no God but a God who is in the world. There is no God who is above it all, watching it all play out. There is only the God who has come into our midst, made his home with us, all the warts, all the pain, all the tragedy, all of the soul-crushing heartbreak that we can endure. That is where God is. There are times where I want the God above it all. There are times where I want the God who will call down vengeance and justice, who will wave a magic wand and make it all okay. And I wonder if Jesus wanted that too. Jesus, who prayed in the garden before his death, "Take this cup from me. If there was some other way, please. I do not want to do this." We have made the Hallmark version of the Passion when we paint Jesus as really excited about going and being nailed to that tree. Jesus did not want that, and yet there he was. Facing it, enduring it. we live in a tragic world still. If anything, the way the world is now shatters the illusion that we are somehow making waves of progress. God is there, not just suffering alongside of you as one who holds the hand of their cancer-stricken best friend. God is right there suffering too. A long time ago, what I'm saying would have been called heresy, but it's one that I would willingly embrace, because I've come to believe that God is not good for us if God is not there suffering with us. And what's tough about a day like today, Palm Sunday, the Sunday of the Passion, is that the story ends without the suffering being fixed. Jesus is dead, dead as dead could be, on the cross, side pierced. And only then does the centurion realize truly this man was the Son of God. He's dead. That's, I think, the place where lots of our experiences are. Where if we were really vulnerable with how we felt about everything going on in the world and in our lives, we would be right there. Where we feel the weight of it all and we don't know how to get out from under it. And I just want to say, you don't have to right now. You can feel. You can be open. You can be raw. You can take all of your rage and your anger and your inability to grasp the mysteries that are going on, and you can bring them all to God, and you can rage, and you can say, take this away from me, please. Because it's not Easter yet. We don't have to pretend like it is. It's the Sunday of the Passion. With a God who bled and suffered and surrendered, who impressed himself into every single experience that we could. So when those people would ask me, can you heal my daughter? And I would have to say no, I would say, but I can bring you to the one who mourns with you. And it was never fully adequate, but it was something real. I know the stories that are in our community, the pain that you all face. Some of you know the pain that I face. We all know the pain that is facing the world. Just let it overcome us. Let it overcome you. And cry. And pray. It's not Easter yet. We don't have to feel any other way. And God is right there with you. God is there sharing in your pain. Like the gospel, our lives are found right in the midst of our suffering. There is no God but God in the world, on the cross. And that God is good for you, even sometimes when it doesn't feel that way. Amen.